It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, that was close. So we narrowly escaped a nuclear disaster in Ukraine Thursday night after Russia bombed the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. Thankfully, the fire that resulted from the blast didn't seem to impact the reactor and was finally extinguished, the IAEA noting no elevated levels of radiation. But Russian troops have seized control of the plant, the workers there now operating at gunpoint. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia's attack on the plant amounted to nuclear terror.
Europeans, wake up, please. Speak to your politicians. Russian troops are firing upon the nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the city of Energodar. There are six power units. Six. One power unit exploded in Chernobyl. No state except Russia has ever fired upon nuclear power units. For the first time in our history, in the history of mankind, the terrorist state has resorted to nuclear terror. The Russian military must be stopped immediately. Shout to your politicians. Ukraine has 15 nuclear units. If there is an explosion, it is end of everything. The end of Europe. This is the evacuation of Europe. Only immediate European action can stop Russian troops. Do not allow the death of Europe from the catastrophe at the nuclear power plant.
In a Facebook post earlier, Zelensky accused Russian troops of committing a terror attack by intentionally firing at the power plant, potentially risking the lives of millions. The White House called on the Kremlin to halt military activities around the plant. Russian forces surrounded several cities in southern Ukraine as the war entered its second week. In addition to the plant, Russia on Thursday seized the Black Sea port city of Kherson. The mayor of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, accused Russia's military of intentionally targeting civilian areas. Putin, though, in a meeting with his Security Council, said that the invasion was going, quote, according to plan. We have learned that negotiators from Russia and Ukraine reached a tentative agreement on Thursday to establish safe corridors for citizens trying to escape the fighting. The deal would create humanitarian corridors in some Ukrainian areas to let civilians escape and let food and medical help through, but there are no details on the plan yet. And not making us feel any more confident, after a 90-minute phone call on Thursday with Putin, French President Emmanuel Macron said he's convinced, quote, the worst is yet to come. More than a million refugees fled Ukraine in the first week since Russia invaded, according to UN officials. About half of the refugees are children. Here in the U.S., Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Thursday that the U.S. has created an 18-month temporary protected status program for Ukrainians who've been in the U.S. since March 1st. In other news, a jury on Thursday found former Louisville, Kentucky police officer Brett Hankinson not guilty of endangering a family in a neighboring apartment during the raid that killed Breonna Taylor. He was accused of firing shots indiscriminately that went through a wall, endangering Taylor's neighbors. But no one was charged with firing the shots that killed Breonna Taylor. Disgusting. More disgusting news out of Florida, where the Republican-controlled Senate approved legislation Thursday banning abortion after 15 weeks. The bill now goes to the governor, who will sign it. The abortion ban does not include exceptions for rape or incest, though it does provide an exception for women facing risk of death or irreversible physical injury. And Iowa's governor, I guess, didn't want to be one-upped by DeSantis. On Thursday, Kim Reynolds signed a law banning transgender girls and women from competing in school sports in Iowa. The House January 6th committee subpoenaed Kimberly Guilfoyle, the girlfriend of the former guy's son, who was in the Oval Office at the time Trump held his last conversation pressuring Mike Pence to overturn the election for him. Meanwhile, the first trial got underway of someone charged in the January 6th uprising. Guy Reffitt, who is defending himself against five felony counts, heard his son, his teenage son, testify against him in federal court on Thursday. Reffitt, an alleged member of the Three Percenters militia group, threatened to shoot his son and daughter if they asked about his part in the riot after he returned home from Washington. Lovely. And the Supreme Court Friday morning reinstated the death penalty for Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. And a bit of good news to end on. The new jobs report numbers are out, as they are on the first Friday of each new month. And despite the naysayers and the Let's Go Brandon crowd and the bad poll numbers, the news is really good. The United States added 678,000 jobs in February, and the unemployment rate dropped to 3.8%. So we got that going for us. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.